Hello, and welcome to The Clatch. You're listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FMLP, from the Gene Bosch Studio in downtown Vashon. I'm Linda Nygaard, and I'll be your host today. With me in the studio is Susan McCabe.
Hello.
Co-host and intrepid engineer who keeps us on the airwaves. Hi, Susan.
Let's hope it works today.
I hope it works today, too. Our other regular co-host, Heidi Skrypek, is absent today because she just finished this very moment, morning, a relay across the English Channel from England to France. Swimming, and away she went. We're so proud and excited for her. She's updated us, said she made it in 55-degree water, and it took 13 hours. We congratulate
That's
you,
amazing.
Heidi. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we're going to hear more from Heidi in our July show. And some of her teammates will be with her to tell us what that adventure was like. So in Heidi's absence, we have Charlotte Tankin, who's sitting in. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there. I'm so happy to be here.
We're just really glad you're here. Thank you. And many of you know Charlotte as the producing artistic director of Vashon Repertory Theater. Today, she's coming in as one of our team, and she has some stories to tell about our guests, too. Charlotte, we'll tell you more about that later, about
yes,
our guests later. And so, okay, we have a really full studio, and our our program's a little different today in that we're featuring the art of letter writing and how it works between children's and elders in a pen pal program. We have a special guest coming in a little while. Margie Schilling Butcher will be here to fill us in on her program. But right now, we have two more very special guests right here in the studio. Miss Gray Wilkes is here.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Gray. And Penelope Williams.
Hi.
Hi, Penelope. It's really nice to have you both here. These are both third grade students who enjoyed exchanging letters and learning about their elder pen pals. We look forward to their comments. And we will talk a little bit later about ideas and opinions, but right now I have a little aside that I'd like to read. It's a short letter that was written in 1860. You know, the art of letter writing is pretty much gone now, and you girls have really done a good job in getting, you know, started going, writing letters, doing communication with people you really didn't know. And that's what this little girl did. This is an 11-year-old girl who wrote a letter in 1860 to Abraham Lincoln. She says, "Dear sir, my father is just home from the fair, and he brought home your picture. And I'm a little girl, only 11 years old, but I want you should be president of the United States very much. So I hope you won't think me very bold to write such a great man as you are. Have you any little girls as large as I am? If so, give them my love and tell her to write to me if you cannot answer the letter. I have four brothers. Parts of them will vote for you. Anyway, and if you will let your whiskers grow, I will try and get the rest of them to vote for you. You would look great deal better, for your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, too, and then they would have whiskers. My father is going to vote for you, and if I was a man, I would vote for you, too, but I will try and get everyone to vote for you that can. I think that rail fence around your picture makes it look very pretty. I have a baby sister. She's 9 weeks old and just as cunning as can be. When you direct your letter, please direct it to Grace Bedell at Westfield Chautauqua County in New York. I must not write anymore. Answer this letter right off. Goodbye, Grace."
All right. So did he answer?
There's no indication that he did. I don't know.
But he did grow a beard.
Historians are saying that it was after that letter he decided to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting, you know, because your communications between each other and among your friends and peers, as well as with your elders, can be written down in history.
You know, I want to ask our two young guests, what was it from that letter that stood out to you?
What stood out to me is that...
This is Penelope.
Yeah, Penelope.
She's old.
She was old?
Yeah.
Well, she's long gone now.
He was old.
He was old too,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. What about you, Gray?
It was like super long. I like that. Because, like, most of the letters I like are, like, two pages-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if that one had bigger letters, because I could definitely see how small the letters were, it'd probably be super long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was long. And, you know, one thing I noticed was, did you notice anything about men and women in there?
Yeah. It was back when women couldn't vote.
Right. Can you believe that? Do you believe there was a time when women couldn't vote?
Nope.
And it should never return.
It will never return. It should never
better
return.
Better not. Yeah, right.
I also noticed some differences in language.
Yes.
The way she wrote is the way, I mean, we wouldn't write that way now.
Nah.
No. No. What did you notice, Charlotte?
But it's very sweet.
Yes.
It's a sweet note. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's trying to encourage him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you would just grow a beard, but your face looks so thin, then maybe you'd be president.
But I did like the fence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, it was great. And, you know, the other thing you noticed, Gray, about the length is that back then people took a lot more time to say what they wanted to say than we allow ourselves now. So, yeah, it was long for us.
That's really an interesting observation because we are so quick now. We just want to respond quickly to things.
Right.
And back then, all they had were letters. They didn't have internet. They didn't even have telephones.
Or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was how they communicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
And so I wonder in 100 years or 150 years what people will be saying when they find our letters online or however they find them at that point.
Through the chips in their heads.
Maybe so. Yeah. So, Charlotte, can you explain a little bit about this program that you participated in this year?
Sure. It's all Pam Ingles' fault, and I'll just
say
that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Pam was a pen pal last year, and she told me all about it and about how great it was. And so I decided to sign up this year. And it's a program that was started by Margie Butcher, who teaches third grade and who's your teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another class that is involved in it too, right, Penelope?
Yeah, Miss Calhoun's class.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Do you know how many kids were involved?
All together?
Yeah.
48, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Including both classes? Yeah, I think I was thinking, it's close to 50. So I bet you're right.
That's a lot.
So Margie, and here she is. Margie started this, and it starts, and we are given a pen pal, and I was given Penelope's name, and you wrote first, right? Yeah. You wrote your letter first to me, and then I write back, and then we just wrote back and forth all year long, and it was so much fun.
So
and
you kind of had to introduce yourselves because you didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other at all, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I do have the first thing that Penelope sent to me was a letter with her picture.
Oh, great.
And I have your picture stuck to my wall.
Oh.
And it's with Penelope Loves to Read, right? And who's your favorite author?
I'm not sure.
At that time, it was Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it changed.
Yeah. But the picture I have is of her holding up a book of his.
Oh.
And so I have that. And so then I sent her a picture of me. And then we started just talking about our families and
back
what
and
we
forth.
Like doing and what she likes to travel. And so I talked to her about my traveling and things, where I've been and what I've done.
Interesting.
And you just moved here from Tacoma not too long ago.
Well, welcome to Vashon. We're glad you're here.
And she's got two brothers.
Mm, okay.
And what else about you?
I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like blue and pink.
Aww. Yes.
Bless your heart.
Yes. So we had a great time. We just wrote back and forth. And then
how fun.
And then Ms. Butcher, who's here now, hello, we had a big meet each other day, which was... When was that? 2 weeks ago?
At the end of the year, at the end of the school year. We should take a second and introduce Margie. The wind just blew Margie in.
Yay!
Literally.
Hey,
Margie's going to have to share a microphone with Gray.
Or mine, either way. So Margie Butcher is a teacher at Chautauqua Elementary, and she is responsible for the program. And Margie, can you tell us a little bit about how the program started and how it was received, and just kind of talk about it a little bit?
Sure. I'm actually not responsible for the program. Oh. Last year's third graders are responsible for it.
They are?
Yeah. So in third grade, we do something called Action Network, where all the third graders get to learn about different issues we're facing here on Vashon. And they pick one they want to make a difference about. And last year, they focused on elders.
And
they decided, you know, there are some people that live on the island that are older. Maybe they don't have grandkids around. Maybe they don't have families. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they used to have a career and they don't have that career anymore. Maybe they're feeling kind of lonely. And so they came up with the idea of let's focus on elders. And their idea of how to help was to create pen pals. So they are actually the ones responsible for this whole program.
The kids did it us, and here we thought we were doing them a favor. I'm Susan McCabe, and I was fortunate to have Blake Smith as my pen pal.
Yes.
He is ill today and can't join us. But one of the things Margie does with these pen pals and the kids is to pair them based on what appear to be common interests. Is that correct?
You're giving me more credit than is due.
I see.
Most of the pen pals, we don't actually know personally. You happened to write to me saying that you were a writer. And I thought, Blake is a writer. But it's rare. We usually, the parents are quite random. And then in the end, they don't seem so random. As they get to know each other, they find these common interests. And it feels like we paired them intentionally. But most of the folks... it's just kind of random, and they find each other.
Oh, that's fascinating.
That's really interesting.
So, Gray, maybe you can tell us who your pen pal was.
My pen pal is Pamela.
Pam Ingalls?
No.
I think it's another Pamela.
Yeah. And... right now, I'm pretty sure she's in Egypt. I don't know for sure. She really loves to play the violin, but she also happened to know how to play the ukulele. And so, like, for the pen pals, like, we taught, the kid would teach the pen pal something, and the pen pal would teach the kid something.
Okay.
So my pen pal taught me how to play ukulele, and I taught mine how to play a board game.
Really?
Oh, nice.
So how did that work in letters? How did you do that through the written word?
Well, we decided what we were going to do with the written word. And then whenever we met together at like a couple weeks ago, we did it physically.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Penelope taught me how to crochet.
She did?
And she brought all of her crochet stuff to the meet and greet that we had. And taught me how. I'm still working on it. I'm not nearly as good as you are.
It's not a quick study kind of thing.
It's hard.
Well, so help me with this. Was it a description? Did you describe, Penelope, how to crochet?
Yeah, and I brought yarn for both of us and crochet hooks for both of us.
Okay.
So I taught her.
In person.
Yeah.
But prior to that, before that, were you talking about it in letters?
Yeah.
And did you write instructions?
No.
Interesting.
But she did talk about how much she loved doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done any crocheting, so it was really great. And then what did I teach you to do?
You taught me how to write in cursive.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, that's so good. Do you like cursive?
Yeah.
You know, most of the teaching and the learning was done in that in-person meet and greet. And Blake, who I hope is listening now. Hello,
Hi, Blake.
We're sorry you're sick, and we hope you're getting well really fast. Blake decided she was going to teach me sign language, which, of course, terrified me. I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to learn how to do this in 20 minutes while I'm sitting here with this child who knows so much more than I. But she was kind enough to use technology and give me a photograph of the entire sign language alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a little bit of that back and forth. And what I taught her, or I'm going to teach her, is how to produce a radio show. And she is going to create a radio theater show for Voice of Vashon, which you all will hear
sometime in the next few weeks.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's really
cool. Isn't that exciting?
Cool.
Yeah, she is a writer, and she's writing a book, and she's turning one of her chapters into a play.
Oh, how fun. So in the very beginning of the program, how was your, did you just introduce yourself, Penelope?
Yeah.
And you talked about, what did you talk about in your first letter? Do you remember?
I remember that we talked about, like, we tried to get to know each other better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what did you find out about Charlotte?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
She asked me lots of questions.
Oh, did she?
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we started off with, like, what do you like to do? And and have you traveled? And where have you been? Do you have any brothers and sisters? I mean, and it was really, really cool for her to start off with just questions.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
One of the things that I loved about this is the art of letter writing, which is, like cursive, a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really talked as a class about how do you correspond through snail mail, through old-fashioned letters, in a way that you actually get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a lot about questions and answers, how find out what you're curious about, put that in a letter, and then the person might answer them, they might not. But we really talked a lot about what makes a letter work back and forth. And they even learned how to address an envelope, which a lot of kids just don't know what
to
do.
Yeah, they
don't
do that.
Young adults don't know how to do it.
Right, right.
And so that's one of the things I loved about this project is it brought back a lost art.
That, yes, exactly what it's doing. And in order to make Voice of Vashon work, we have underwriters. So we're going to thank
them. Take a little break.
Right now.
Voice of Vashon programming support is brought to you by Cafe Vino Olio, featuring house-made bagels and Fioretta coffee expertly roasted and prepared. Or enjoy wine by the glass and a baked treat in their Vashon Town Cafe. Don't forget grab-and-go specialty wines and pantry items on your way out. For hours of operation and to find out more, call 206-999-4742. Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5 Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit PalouseWinery.com.
Thank you very much to all our underwriters. I'm consciously aware that both of these underwriters that I just mentioned are about drinking. and we have young,
how appropriate.
We have youngsters on the air, so we do have other underwriters.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we
do. And we thank them all because we couldn't do it without them.
That's right.
I have a question for Margie. So in this exchange of letters, there is a vast age difference and different experiences, different outlooks at the world. Did that, how interesting was that? Or how did that work within your ideas of how to brainstorm and how to write letters?
Yeah, it really, again, last year, as the kids were exploring elders as a topic, we talked about the concept of ageism, how many people assumptions are made based on their age. We talked about how as young people might assume that they can't get important things done or they don't have important ideas of their own or they're not ready yet to make a difference in the world. And then we talked about for elders, some people might assume that they're not interesting anymore, they don't know a lot, or they don't have a lot to teach. And that's where the whole concept of teaching and learning came in, that regardless of age, we each have some gift to give to each other and something to teach to each other. And that concept of ageism was very, very powerful for the kids last year, and I think this year as well.
I'd like to hear from our young guests if your idea about elders changed as you got to know your pen pals.
Well, mine, I didn't really think about elders before this, but after, I do.
And what do you think?
I think that they are really smart and
that we're really smart.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough.
Well, that's good enough.
Good for me, yeah. What about you, Gray?
Well, it never really came to mind, like,
elders except for like my grandma and grandpa and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And all I really thought of them was like related, really, and like how kind they are. But then after this, I started to think a lot more about like different elders. And it came to mind that they probably know a lot more since they're like, they've been here longer.
Mm-hmm. And have had different experiences from you. Sure.
Does that make you curious? Do you want to ask your elders what they've done in their lives, what they've learned, what their past experiences have been?
Mm-hmm.
So did you ask or did you learn from your pen pal about her past life, how many lives she's had?
Well, one of the questions I asked was like, what's something big that happened in your life? And I asked like that. And she said that it was when she was teaching teachers to, teaching teachers how to teach younger kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what she said. Pretty sure.
That's what you remember, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Penelope? Did you learn about Charlotte's past, or what did you learn about how she has lived and maybe some of the things that she's done?
I didn't really learn about
that. We didn't talk about that as much as we talked about we both love animals.
Do you love the same animals, Penelope?
You love dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she drew a picture of a dog for me. I'm a huge dog person. I think we talked more about our likes and what things we like the same. And I didn't tell her so much about my past or my, you know, what I did as much as what are the things that are important to me as a person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about who you are now, who we all are now. And maybe these relationships will continue so that we elders can watch each of these young pen pals as they evolve into the adults or young adults that they're going to be and perhaps even offer some sort of kindness and support. Margie, I don't know if you spent time talking with the kids who were involved in the pen pal program, like in a group, and if so, what did they say to you about the experience?
Last year, our plan was to only do it last year. And not only were they the ones that came up with the concept, they were the ones who said, you have to continue it. And they convinced us to now this is a part of the third grade program. So whenever you go through third grade at Chautauqua, at least for now, every third grader will have a pen pal. And we have a waiting list of elders on the island who want to participate, which is amazing. So what a wonderful wait list to have, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we weren't planning on doing the photo display at Pop Pop, but one of the elders from last year made a donation so we could print photos. And a parent of a student in the other class volunteered to put the whole photo exhibit together, and she's a photographer. And I just got an email yesterday from the movie theater. They want us to do the video like we did last year with the whole photo montage.
Oh, nice.
Which is amazing. I was not setting our sights that high. Last year, we got an artist-in-residence grant to pay for all that, and we did a different grant this year, so we didn't think all of that would continue. But the community has come forward so that even that part will continue.
So somebody's That's going to great. Create a video out of those photos.
Yes.
I want to edit mine, but... that's different. Yeah, that's but I'll tell you, when I saw that montage last year at the theater, I saw all my friends being pen pals, and I thought, well, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
So you'll get a bigger waiting list.
Well, that's what happened to me too. Was I knew you did it, I knew Charlotte did it, I knew Pam Ingalls did it, and I was like, well, what about me? So I'm on the list, and hopefully I can find a little pen pal.
Oh, great.
I think. Third and fourth grade people are my favorite people. They're just my favorite people. And it was my favorite age. I remember that's when I learned I was a writer.
Oh.
And that's because of my third grade teacher who taught me that I was a writer. And I didn't know that. I just liked to do it. And I thought it was fun. And she said, you know, you're a writer. And I was amazed. And at that point, we started a pen pal program. We had, way back in the dark ages, we had a pen pal program at my school. And we exchanged letters with other children our ages at other schools. My pen pal was from Pennsylvania, which I'm from Montana. So that was big city,
worlds
different.
Apart. Yeah.
And the things that we learned. And I didn't ever, we quit after about maybe ninth grade. We kept in touch for a long time. And then we lost total and complete touch. Yeah. But thanks to the internet, I found her again. And she's now a psychologist in San Francisco, which is so
cool.
Interesting.
That's so cool.
I know. So I think that, you know, the generations can learn from each other and it can continue.
Yeah. That makes me wonder, you are young guests, what would you change about the program? It's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And the third graders who follow you next year are going to participate, we hope. What would you tell Ms. Butcher you'd like to change?
I'm not sure.
It seems pretty good the way it is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm the same. I wouldn't change anything. It's just perfect.
Oh, that's great. How many letters did you write? Did you have a schedule or did you just write when you felt like writing? How did that go?
We wrote four times and
okay.
We had a schedule when we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did write four times. Miss Marty picked days to like do it, and it wasn't like every day we wrote a thing, but like sometimes if someone didn't finish, they'd keep working on it.
Okay.
Maybe stand for a recess or maybe just work on it the next writing.
And then,
yeah.
And were your letters directly to your pen pal or did the teachers look at them or how did that work?
Miss Butcher looked at it just to like see if it was like, if all the editing was done.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe if it was like, some of the words didn't make sense, we like edit it.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we just kind of send it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have my letters from you.
Oh, I have them all from Blake right here in my folder. And I have this.
That was the best part.
I think everybody in the program made one of these little laminated books that were written and illustrated by the third grader who was a pen pal, and they gave them to the elder pen pals with photos and stories about themselves and illustrations. And actually, I'd like to read a story that Blake wrote that I think is just wonderful.
Ooh, love to hear it.
Wait a minute. Oh,
is it all there?
I'm not sure. It's the one that I wanted. She wrote about how the elves happened.
Oh, I want to know.
I'm not sure.
The favorite part of my book,
this book
is the about the author part at the end. That's hilarious.
Yes.
And wonderful. So the last page is a picture of Penelope and about the author and then her bio.
Oh, how fun.
It's wonderful.
How fun.
And I love your story. It's good.
Is it there?
No, it's not. Maybe it's one of the others. But I do have the about the author.
Okay.
From Blake. My name is Blake. I am 9 years old. When I'm older, I want to be an author. I love all animals except snakes, spiders, and bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I have one six-year-old brother and a mom and a dad who I truly cherish. For right now, I don't have any pets. I didn't always live on Vashon. For 6 years, I lived in Tucson, Arizona. My grandma was our neighbor. Right now we live in Burton next to my two besties, Noah and Rise. I love pasta, puppies, it's almost alliterative, pasta, puppies, my family, my friends, gymnastics, singing, teaching, and much more. As it happens, I love all those things as well. This is a true story, and I was excited to share it. I am excited to write more books and live my life. Keep reading and have fun. Bye. I rule. And if you guys chat for a while, I'll see if I can find her story about how the elves happened.
So, Penelope, what other kinds of things do you write?
I do like to write stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I write a lot of songs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you play your instruments with songs?
Yes.
Yes. That's wonderful. And what about you, Gray? What other kinds of things do you write?
Same as Penelope, I definitely do like to write stories, like in my free time when I have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, we did a whole poem unit in third grade too, where we had to like, where we wrote poems and we did like a whole thing. Like where we read out our poems to the parents and we had like cookies and snacks.
Nice. And did your poems rhyme?
Yeah.
Did they?
Some of them.
Sometimes and sometimes not. Yeah. Poetry's kind of hard to write, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's like packing a big idea into a small package.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of thinking.
And editing.
And editing. Yes, there's an old writer's axiom about writing. It says, I would have written this shorter if I'd had the time.
Do you know who said that?
No, who?
Oscar Wilde.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you're good. I did find Blake's stories. This is
a
story that I really like, How Santa Got His Elves by Blake Smith. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Nicholas, and we probably all know who he is now. Say it aloud, 3, 2, 1. Oh, sorry, you all know him as Santa. Well, we all know his story. Oh, some of you don't? Well, go check it out. Anyway, back to our story. As you know, Santa brings you the toys, but the elves make the toys. So where did Santa get his elves? That is where this story begins. One magical night, Nicholas, Santa, went off into the woods to meet his friend Noah and Nathaniel, the tooth fairy and the leprechaun. Well, it was Christmas Eve, even though Christmas was not a thing yet. But every year on this particular night, little elves come out. The friends just happened to come out that night. While the friends were in the woods, they met the elves. They had a party and had so much fun, but right then the elves told them that if they made a wish right at midnight on this magical night, it would come true. So right when it struck midnight, they all made the same wish, by accident. It was to all be magical. Mm. So Nicholas became Santa, Noah became the tooth fairy, and Nathaniel became the leprechaun. And for the elves, they became Santa's little helpers. Meanwhile, the kids' parents looked for many days and could not find their kids, so they lost hope. But little did they know, they got a visit from their kids every year. The end.
Oh, well, that's a good story.
I love it.
Yeah. That's a great story. Thank you for that, Blake. I hope you're listening.
What, you know what, that story and meeting all of you tells me is how smart you all are. How I'm so impressed with what you know and how you see the world, and that you're learning how to share with the rest of the world what you see and what you think. And of course, you guys are going to save the world. You know that, don't you?
Wait, we are.
It's your job.
Yeah. I just want to say that I am very impressed with their teacher.
Me too. Yes. And she just had to scoot out because she had to go back to school. Yeah. So we forgot to say goodbye to her.
But I just sat in on a class and watched her, and she's astonishing. And I'm very impressed with her work. It's really great. And I also want us to make sure we mention that this Thursday, you guys are doing something really cool. Who wants to talk about that?
You both talk.
Hold on to that thought. Well, we take one last listen to our underwriters.
The Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce creates opportunity for businesses and organizations to prosper while enriching the unique quality of life for every islander. We provide networking, education, and promotional opportunities and produce events like Strawberry Festival, Vashon Halloween, and Winterfest.
The Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, need crowns or implants, or you're thinking about Invisalign clear aligner therapy, Dr. Mayer and her team offer unmatched quality and compassionate care. Located in Courthouse Square on Vashon Highway. On the web at dentalcareofvashon.com or at 206-457-2744.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsors. Now, where were we? Susan, you had a question for...
Yes, well, we are you're listening to The Clatch, by the way. Our host is Linda Nygaard. We have Charlotte Tinkin here as our co-host. I'm Susan McCabe, and we have two very special guests, Gray and Penelope, who are third graders from Chautauqua School. And you guys are going to be presenting a play this Thursday night. Who's going to tell us about that?
2 days from now.
Well, the play was for Action Network because I'm pretty sure Ms. Butcher explained that earlier. We choose something to help on Vashon and really all over the world. And this year we chose to help homeless pets, so we had a bunch of researchers we were the researchers. we had a bunch of experts come from Seattle, Tacoma, and on the island, really, too.
And what were they expert in?
They were experts in, like, helping how to help the homeless pets and why it's a big deal. And this year we chose to do a play to help them, and there's 4 scenes.
So when you say do a play, what does that mean?
Well, we are current.
Did you write it?
Yes. I didn't write all of it. We divided the class into groups to make scripts for each scene. So I wrote one of the scenes. But and other kids wrote other scenes. I don't know for sure who it was exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah. But we've been rehearsing the play a lot. So, like, starting last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only done 2 dress rehearsals so far, and we have a lot of props that we need to do, that we need to get. And we are doing a bake sale at 5:30.
Today?
No, on Thursday.
On Thursday, okay.
And at 6 o'clock on Thursday is when our show starts, and it'll be at the VCA.
Okay.
Will the bake sale be at the VCA also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Thursday, June 13th at Vashon Center for the Arts.
Mm-hmm. And what role do you play in it?
Right. I'm a narrator.
Okay.
And I'm also a narrator.
Are you? And so as a narrator, what is your part? What do you introduce? What is your part as a narrator?
We are doing reader theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But mostly we say the whole story, except the other characters act mostly the whole time, except for the times that they speak, which is 1 or 2 times.
Okay. And do you, tell me a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about what the play's about?
It's about helping homeless animals, mm-hmm. and it's really for mini plays.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
And the narrator is
talk about what do you talk about as a narrator? What is your story
about? I talk
about
my story is called Adopting Amazing Animals, and I talk about a kid who's with the mom, and I don't want to spoil it.
No.
Okay. No, you don't want to spoil it. Yeah. That's right.
And the stories talk about everything from what happens if you find a dog that is lost. What how do you, what's the best way to approach animals,
mm-hmm.
Especially dogs, it's really teaching stories about how to work with animals, what happens if you lost an animal,
mm-hmm.
How important microchipping is for animals.
Mm.
They're really wonderful stories, that, and they've all are telling them in ways that it's really approachable so that you feel like you know how to, you can handle this,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I love that it's all going to happen at the Vashon Center for the Arts, Thursday the 13th.
And who's directing?
Margie Butcher is directing most of it.
Yes, that's what
and
I heard.
I'm helping her put it together. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be on the stage at 6 o'clock on the 13th with the bake sale in the lobby before, and all the proceeds go to VIP.
So Vashon
this is
Island
a fundraiser for Vashon Island Pet Protectors.
And we already raised $600-something
to
VIP.
You did?
Wow.
Is that in ticket sales or just because?
In ticket sales, I think.
Wow. That's great. That's great.
And how much are the tickets?
Well, it kind of depends. No one will be turned away,
But if you're feeling really generous, you could do $20, $50, or $100. But if you aren't feeling too generous, but you are feeling generous enough to pay, regular round tickets are $15.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I see a development director position in your future. Totally. Yes.
Yeah. But it's really pay what you will, and people can just come, and it's going to be wonderful.
I think it's going to
be
great.
A really fun way to talk about.
It's on the actual stage at the Kay White Auditorium.
At Kay White
Auditorium. Wow, big time, kids.
Yeah.
Big time. Have you actually rehearsed on the stage yet?
We've rehearsed on the lunchroom stage in our school.
Yeah. We all of the kids are going to arrive at 5 o'clock for the show, so we can do one quick rehearsal on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we've just been doing it in our classroom.
And how many kids are involved? Is it both classes? Is it everybody or just a few?
No. The other class will be doing a bake sale at Thriftway.
Oh.
That happened today.
And that's for VIP as well?
Today? I think.
Today, but not at the same time as the play.
No, that happened today. They left for school in the morning and it's already over.
Oh, wow. I missed it.
Okay. We missed the cookies.
Yeah.
Darn.
But the show, well, I forgot what I was going to say.
That happens a lot. Yeah,
it happens to all of us. Yeah. Yes, it sure does.
Why did I run into this room?
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I thought it was me.
I did too.
What was this important thing I was going to do?
I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do we have animals in the show?
Yes.
We do?
Oh. Yeah.
Not real. Well, not
ones.
But people who play animals?
Yeah. Most of the actors are actually dogs.
Oh.
And we decided not to do cats so it doesn't get too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, cats are kind of complicated,
yeah,
aren't they?
We
Being the owner of a cat, you understand.
Yes. I understand that.
My family has an outdoor cat, though.
So. Do you? Yeah. I have a cat, too. Yeah, I like cats, too.
I have two cats. One of them is always hungry and the other is always terrified.
Of the other one that's always hungry?
Yes, and she's always terrified of really anything. So like if you make a loud noise, she's terrified. If she goes outside, she's terrified.
Oh, so. Bless her heart.
She's very sensitive.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a sensitive girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about animals in the process of making this play?
Well, I didn't really learn that much about animals since I already know a lot about dogs.
Yeah, you're pretty much a dog person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any veterinarians talk with you, or who came to talk? Who were some of the experts that came?
Most of them were veterinarians.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Not all of them, though, because some of them are like some of the people from VIP who like work at VIP, like started VIP.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them we had to do a video chat with because they lived in Tacoma.
Wow.
But I think, didn't a man named Jeff come and talk to you? Jeff Fletcher?
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff Fletcher, who is the perennial president of the
perennial.
VIP, I think.
Yeah.
What did Jeff Fletcher tell you about VIP?
Well, he kind of just talked about, like, how they do free microchipping and free like scanning to see if they make a tip to help out. Like they do it. Like you can just come up. But that was a while ago, so I don't know if they still do it. I'm pretty sure they do.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Some of them actually brought in like real pets.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Is
like,
that fun?
Like who did they bring?
Yeah. We got a pet, some of them.
Oh, nice.
And were these pets looking for homes?
No. Some of them were being fostered, and some of them were like foster fails, which is when you kind of just fall in love with your pet and it becomes yours.
Has your family ever
a guinea pig that one had?
A guinea pig?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Has either of your families ever fostered a pet?
No, but I want to.
Do you?
Yeah, I bet you do now.
I mean,
I'm sure there's one out there for you.
I would,
But the fact is, I have 4 dogs, 19 chickens, and like 8 ducks and 2 swans. So I'm not sure that would work out very well.
Yeah, you don't really need any.
And 2 cats. And I'm starting this weekend 4 dogs.
You have 4 dogs?
Starting
I thought
this weekend.
I had a lot of pets.
Wow.
She's got you beat.
What a lucky girl.
Yeah, really?
What a lucky girl. 4 dogs.
Do you help take care of all those animals?
Yes.
What's your job?
I feed the chickens. And we kind of switch like between feed the dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. And then most of the mornings I feed the swans. Not
swans.
All.
Swans. How beautiful. Are they and, big white swans?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you have, do you have 1 dog or 2 dogs?
1.
1 dog. That's right.
And who's your dog?
Winnie.
Winnie.
Yep.
What kind of dog is Winnie?
He is a Cockerspaniel.
A Cockerspaniel?
Cockerspaniel.
Yeah, that's a mix between a Bichon Frise and a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, how cute.
I bet really, yeah, really. Is she pretty cute. Bouncy?
When a new person comes, yes.
Yeah.
I remember when I first came to her house.
What happened?
A lot of jumping. Very excited. But then after like an hour, she just kind of like ignores me.
Oh,
yeah. But right. It took an hour for her to come
by that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Charlotte has 2 pretty special dogs too.
I do. I have a Border Collie Australian Shepherd Wild Thing, mm-hmm. which you guys have met.
Yes.
Her name is Poe. And then I have a little shepherd mix. I got her at a Humane Society. And they said, well, she's a shepherd mix. And I was like, yeah, that means you have no idea what
you
this
no
dog
idea
is.
What she is.
And, yeah. And her name is Scout.
Yeah.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah.
But Poe's like not quite a year. So she's a baby still.
And so, she talks.
And she does talk. She definitely
she
talks.
She does. She speaks English, yeah, that
she,
one.
Yes, yeah. She does.
She lets you know what's going on in her brain.
So, well, Charlotte, I have a question for you. When you're helping produce the play with the kids, tell me about how that feels and what it's like and how the kids are. Describe that process for me.
Well, my background is in children's theater. My MFA is in children's theater.
Okay.
So I've been working with kids in theater all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I taught drama in the public schools in New Orleans for a while.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah.
And then I taught in Arkansas, and I've kind of taught all over the country. And I love it. I just love it. It's so much fun because you never know, what's going to happen.
Right.
So it's all, you know, it's mm-hmm. flying by the seat of your pants in mm-hmm. a lot of ways.
Is it? Yeah.
But, you know, it's so fun. It's just so much fun.
And I bet it is. And the energy, energy, and everybody's excited.
And lots of excitement.
Yes, yes. So,
but you were in Beauty and the Beast, right, Penelope?
Yeah, and I was in James and the Giant Peach and Seussical.
You were.
So are you a musical theater person? Like, do you sing and dance? And
yeah, and I also take ballet lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You're a triple threat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you are.
I do aerial, and I've done aerial for 2 years, and I've been doing ballet for 6 years. I was in the Dracula and Van Helsing.
You were.
Oh, you were.
Oh, my.
That was just this past weekend. Mm-hmm. How'd it go?
It was fun. I mean... Our old principal was there.
Oh, okay.
My daughter was just like sitting there so bored. And like, she didn't even pay attention to my dance. And it's like the funniest dance.
Oh.
Where was it staged?
It was at the K-White.
It was at the VCA.
Okay.
So you didn't do the UMO show that was this weekend.
Right? I would have, but ballet's not optional and that is.
There you go.
Oh, I see.
There is an aerial show that UMO does every summer. Are you going to be part of that?
No, because I'm originally from Texas, so I'm always filled up every summer because I lived in Texas for 7 years, and I've only lived here for about a year and a half, so all my friends have to come up. And
oh, so you're entertaining all summer long. You're not traveling.
I travel to them sometimes, but most of the time they're traveling to us.
Yeah, you kids here on Vashon have lives that I only dreamed of when I was a child.
Because
you're all, Blake is going to Hawaii, and she's going to Rosh Island, or I've got that wrong. One of the islands in the
San Juans.
In the San Juans.
In San Juans.
Thank you. Are you traveling, Penelope?
I was. Last summer, I went to all places in Europe.
All
you
places.
Did?
Well, not all of them, but a lot.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? Which ones?
My favorite was Paris.
Mm.
And we also went to Italy and Spain.
Wow.
And then we got stuck in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
For a lot of delays, and one of them was about forks.
Was about forks?
Yeah, they forgot forks.
So you had to wait?
Yeah.
For forks?
Yeah.
On the plane?
Yeah.
So people could eat their dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
How funny.
Without embarrassing themselves and trying to cut their food with a spoon.
I guess so.
Or how long did you have to wait for the forks?
A day.
A day?
A day?
A whole day. Well, that's pretty interesting.
This is what's happened to the travel industry.
It sure is.
When I was a kid, when people went on airplanes, they got dressed up like they were going to the opera.
Someplace fancy.
Someplace mm-hmm. fancy. Mm-hmm. Women had to wear pantyhose and high heels, and men wore suits. My dad traveled a lot, and taking him to the airport was like a formal event.
Well, when I was a kid, we didn't travel. I mean, we traveled, but we traveled by car. We did lots of car trips, and I was one of six kids. I was the oldest of six kids, and we all piled in the station wagon. And we made, you know, two-day trips in the station wagon with six kids, and I don't know how my parents did it, but...
Yay for station wagons is all I can say.
I know. Were there any mishaps on your besides the forks on your trip? Anybody get lost, or did anybody drop anything?
Got lost.
Yeah. Good.
No. Did you learn to speak some foreign language?
No, not... Well, a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there were a lot of pools, and we went to Disneyland Paris.
Oh.
Have you been to Disneyland in the U.S.?
Yeah.
How do they compare?
Disneyland Paris has a lot more rides, and Disneyland Paris is funner.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
somehow I had
I'm
a
sure.
feeling.
Yeah. Well, it was built more recently, and it's probably bigger than... my kids took me to Disneyland in California just a few years ago because they realized old mom had never been to Disneyland.
Aww.
And it was small. I was surprised
was
at
it?
How tiny it is. Yeah. And we kept hearing, this is the happiest place in the world. This is the happiest place in the world. But apparently, this is the happier place in Paris.
Yes. And can I ask you where you're from in Texas? Where
Dallas.
Ooh, the big city. I like Dallas.
Yeah. I've actually only gone to Disneyland twice, and I've been to Disney World like 10 times.
Whoa.
Oh, it's closer to Dallas.
I've never been to Disney World.
Do you want to go there?
Yes.
Yes.
But I've been to Disneyland 3 times.
There you go. My goodness.
So when you guys think about traveling, besides Disney, what are the places you wish you could see?
Well, I know a place I am going to see, but it's going to be when I'm 11. I'm pretty sure it might be somewhere in Greece. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure. When my dad turns 40, and right now he's 38. So when I'm 11, I might go. I'm pretty sure it's Greece. I don't know for sure.
Cool.
So you're going to help your dad check off those things on his bucket list.
Yeah, and... When my mom's friend turns, I think, 50, we're going to go on a cruise to somewhere in the world.
Ooh.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Way out there in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
To somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Not in Mars.
I have one more quick question before we go. If you could pick anything in the world to be when you grow up, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. An artist. Definitely.
What kind of an artist?
Someone who works with oil pastels.
I see.
Okay.
Are you painting now?
No, I don't have any at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to fix
that. There's a birthday list, Mom.
Yeah. Birthday's coming up.
Penelope's mom is here. When is your birthday, Penelope?
August 17th.
Oh.
August 17th.
Pretty soon.
All right. Coming right up.
Great. What would you pick?
I'd be an architect.
An architect.
I've always just really enjoyed designing things. Uh-huh. So, like, when my sister wants to play Barbies, I want to build a house out of manga tiles.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I like that.
And if you were an architect, would you be an architect of big buildings or of people's homes or?
Homes.
Homes. Probably. You would like to design homes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Homes with lots of pets.
Totally.
Yeah. How is it you wound up with all those animals in your life?
Well, since my dad's always been like a farm guy. So like whenever he always tried to have like a mini garden in our backyard, which was very hard. We rarely ever got any anything except for like hot peppers
and weeds,
tomatoes, and yeah, weeds. And the rats always and the squirrels always ate like our strawberries, because we really never got any strawberries. One, because of the weather, but also because like every time one bloomed, something would eat it.
Yeah, I bet your dad coming from Texas had a lot to learn about growing things here. It's a very different climate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we only have 4 minutes left, Ms. Host, Linda Nygaard. What do you want to know or say before we go?
What do I want to know? Oh, I want to know a lot of things. But I think I would like to hear from the girls about, let's go back to the pen pal thing. Let me talk about that again for a minute. And I wonder if you're going to keep this up. Do you think you're going to continue writing letters and stay in touch with pen pals?
Yes.
It feels to me like it's kind of important and that you've developed a relationship through your letters. And I just want to say, as a writer, I grew up to be a writer because my third grade teacher, as I said, told me I was a writer. And I thought, okay, I like that. And as a writer, I can tell you that if you continue writing and writing and writing, even when it's not that good, you're going to find when you're older how wonderful it is to look back on those old letters and old journals and even little notes you write to your girlfriends. You know, if you keep those, it will give you ideas for your future self as well. And is there anything else that either of you would like to say about your experience?
Since mine's really far away, pretty sure in Egypt still, she said she would send me a postcard.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm, of course, going to write back.
And yeah. who is your pen pal?
Pamela.
Oh, but we didn't remember her last name.
No. Yeah. Right.
Okay, I can't
right.
pronounce it right.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's okay.
I think
okay.
I know what her last name is, but
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I but I know that. How it's spelled.
Same.
Yeah. Can you spell it?
Sure. G-O-D-T.
Yep.
Goat.
Goat.
Goat. Mm-hmm. Pamela Goat.
Yeah.
Forgive us, Pamela, if we have bastardized that.
Oops. If we screwed up your name.
Yes, and I just realized that both of our young guests are wearing Voice of Vashon t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah,
hooray for
the
that.
Box.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you should wear those t-shirts with much pride.
Yes.
You know, not many kids get to be on the radio.
That's
and I'm
true.
So glad you came to be with us. Thank you so much. It's been really fun to meet you and to talk with you and to learn some things about what it is you've been doing. And I look forward to seeing you both on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of the play?
Helping Homeless Pets.
Helping Homeless
Nicely
Pets.
Nicely done as a
yes.
team there. Yeah.
Excellent.
I have to say that meeting the two of you and the other kids that I've met through this program gives me great hope for the future
yes.
of our country and our world. You people are going to make it all just fine.
I think you will. And I love it that you have the idea of helping. You have many ideas about how to help elders and how to help pets and how to help yourselves. It's really great. Thank you so much. And we're going to sign off now. So everybody say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
so
much.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.